Chapter 3. Aladdin was very happy. He took his magic lamp, he cleaned it again, and the genie came. "What do you want, Aladdin?" asked the genie.
"I must be ready for my new wife," said Aladdin. "I'd like a hot bath and some expensive clothes," said Aladdin.
Aladdin closed his eyes, and when he opened them, he was in a hot bath. Hands washed his body and his hair. Then he found beautiful clothes to put on. The genie of the lamp said, "Do you need anything else?"
"A horse," said Aladdin. "A beautiful white horse to take me to the palace. And 50 soldier slaves.
Each soldier slave must carry 1,000 pieces of gold. And I want 12 slave boys and 12 slave girls. Each slave must carry a plate of gold and some beautiful clothes." The slaves all came to Aladdin's house. Aladdin took some of the money and gave it to his mother. He also gave the clothes to his mother.
"Mother," he said, "use this money to buy the things you need. Look at these clothes and choose the dress you like the best."
Then Aladdin rode his horse to the palace. His slaves walked behind him.
"Slaves," said Aladdin, "throw money to the people."
When Aladdin came to the palace, all the soldiers, viziers, and ministers were at the door.
"Come in, come to the Sultan," they said.
And Aladdin rode his horse into the palace. The Sultan took Aladdin's hands and spoke to him.
"Aladdin, I'm happy because you are marrying my daughter. You're a good man, both kind and rich. I know it's the best thing for my daughter."
Aladdin said, "Thank you.
Your daughter will be happy with me."
There was a big party in the palace with food and music and dancing. The princess wore a beautiful dress and lots of jewels. The Sultan was happy. And all of the people of the city loved Aladdin because he gave them money. Aladdin had a question for the Sultan.
"Can I build a palace here so your daughter will be near her father?"
"Of course," said the Sultan.
Aladdin went back to his house and found his magic lamp. When the genie came out, Aladdin said,
"Build me a big, rich, expensive palace of gold and silver, and put lots of treasure in it, jewels, silver, and gold for my new wife. I need horses and slaves. I need a beautiful garden and windows with jewels around them."
The genie went to build the palace. 1 hour later, he came back.
"Sir, your palace is ready," he said.
Aladdin followed the genie and saw a palace of gold and silver, with a beautiful garden, 50 windows, and a room for all the gold and silver and jewels. The next morning, the Sultan woke up and looked out of his window.
"What is this palace?" he asked the Grand Vizier. "It's so rich and beautiful. Did Aladdin make it in one night?"
"This cannot be," said the Grand Vizier. "It must be magic."
"You're jealous," said the Sultan, "because your son could not be married to my daughter. Aladdin is a good man. He made the beautiful palace."
Aladdin and his mother went to the palace. They met Princess Badr al-Badr and her father. Aladdin and the princess were married, and they were very happy together. The Sultan loved Aladdin like a son, and the people of the city loved him too. That night, after the party, Aladdin looked at his new wife.
"I love you, my princess," he said.
"And I love you too, my prince," said the princess.